This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
It's Thursday, which means it's time to talk about what's happening in the world of music, film, and arts in and around Boston this weekend. And to help us with that is Hillary Hughes, music and arts editor at digboston.com. Hi there, Hillary.
Hello, Anthony.
So your first pick, some rock and roll from all the way down in Rhode Island. That sounds something like this.
Come on, Miss Kate. Wrap your loving arms around me. Talk dirty. Turn me on. Let's get going.
I love these guys. Tell us who we're listening to.
Okay, so we're listening to Deer Tick, and this is Miss K off of Divine Providence. It's their most recently released album. So I've been a fan of theirs for years. I've seen them decimate South by Southwest in Austin with a Nirvana cover set. I've seen them rock a rowdy boat cruise in Boston Harbor, and I've seen them pack Royale before. And they're actually coming back to the same venue with the Felice Brothers, who I just saw for the first time at the Newport Folk Fest back in July. So
great. So tell us more about this band, Hillary. They're from Providence, right?
Yeah, they're slightly local. They're from Providence, and they formed back in 2004. They started as a drums and guitar duo, but over the years they've developed into a quartet, and they've got a couple guys singing, and John McCauley writes all of their songs, all their work, and he works really fast, but his lyrics are epic. If you've ever like taken the time to read them, they're like poetry.
Well, they've got great energy.
Yeah, they're fantastic. They're really rowdy guys and always put on a great show.
So that's Deer Tick playing Friday night at Royale in Boston. Good pick, Hillary. So one more pick. What's your next pick?
My next pick, it is a multimedia performance pick, and it is Kristen Hirsch, who's going to be at the Museum of Fine Arts on Friday, November 18th. The lead singer from the now-defunct Throwing Muses, she's on a book tour for her memoir, Rat Girl, and this performance piece is actually entitled Paradoxical Undressing, and it incorporates a bunch of pieces from the memoir and spoken word and a bunch of other things we got going on. So,
with your bright yellow gun.
Hillary, we actually interviewed Kristen Hirsch about her book when it first came out. And in it, she wrote about a very tumultuous year of her life in 1985 when she was just 18. And we asked her to sum up that year in less than 30 seconds. And here's what she said.
I started out homeless, essentially, or believing I was homeless. And I had begun hearing music. I was playing with my band around Providence and then Boston. We were signed to our first record deal. And I was diagnosed first schizophrenic and then bipolar. And then I became pregnant with my first child. I think that's it.
What a year. Homeless, a record deal, a diagnosis of schizophrenia, pregnant, quite a year, just 18 years old. Hillary, what do you know about Kristen Hirsch's spoken word performance, Paradoxical Undressing?
It's definitely heavy. And that actually was the original title of the memoir, but they changed it to Rat Girl for U.S. distribution. And it combines film, music, and excerpts from the memoir. And the performance is actually the Boston premiere, and it's going to take place this Friday.
So that's Kristen Hirsch at the MFA in Boston on Friday. And Hillary, your last pick.
My last pick, it is a film. It's being shown at the Brattle Theater, and it is Being Elmo, A Puppeteer's Journey. And it actually started yesterday. It's going to be playing through December 1st, and it's a documentary about Kevin Clash, the guy who plays Elmo. And that in itself, I mean, Elmo's one of the most treasured characters in popular culture for kids and for adults. I feel like everybody's got a fond, you know, a soft spot in their heart for that fuzzy red guy.
So. And the guy who plays it is Kevin Clash.
Yep.
And speaking of Elmo, so we have a clip of him on Late Night with Jimmy Fallon. Let's give it a listen.
Hey, Elmo, I want to know about this. Did you go to the White House? You were just at the...
Yeah, baby.
Elmo, wait, what happened at the White House? It was the Easter egg?
Oh, yeah, it was Easter egg roll. Have you ever done that before?
I've never done Easter egg roll.
Why not? You've been deprived.
Well, no, I've had an egg roll before at a Chinese restaurant.
Writers.
All right, look, yeah, I do.
You really need your writers.
Hillary, you've mentioned that this might be a tearjerker, though. Why?
I was speaking more personally. I get really sappy about stories where someone is really dedicated and really loves what they do and does everything in their power to make their dream happen. And Kevin did that. You know, he came from a low-income section of Baltimore. And he, by the age of 19, he was already working on Captain Kangaroo. Soon afterwards, he moved on at Sesame Street. And he got to work with his idol, Jim Henson. And in that, he created Elmo. I mean, Elmo, it's just, he's an icon for the show. And he's become a member of the Henson canon. And that's making a dream come true for sure.
So that's the documentary Being Elmo about Kevin Clash, which is on screen at the Brattle Theater in Cambridge until December 1st. Hillary, before we let you go, I've got a pick for this weekend myself, and she happens to be the Queen of the Blues. Let's
nice.
Listen.
Walked across a room in a neon light. Dark pair rocking out the night.
This is Never Going Back to Memphis by the great blues singer Shamikia Copeland. And she's got an amazing voice and a great story. In her 20s, she opened for the Rolling Stones. In no time, she was sharing the stage with artists like Buddy Guy, B.B. King, and Taj Mahal. And this past summer, the city of Chicago and the governor of Illinois proclaimed her the queen of the blues. Great sound, Shamikia Copeland, and she'll be performing tomorrow live right here on Radio Boston. She'll also perform tonight at the Narrow Center for the Arts in Fall River and tomorrow night at the Bull Run in Shirley. Hillary Hughes, thanks so much.
Thank you for having me.
Hillary Hughes is the music and arts editor at digboston.com. You can find links to Hillary's and my picks on our website, radioboston.org.